The best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we are busier than ever making sure everyone gets locked in before it's too late. With rates this low, we are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment. It only takes 5 minutes to figure out how much money I can save you. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on reliable Ralph. Ask him to move that couch he moved for you last summer. Ralph will do it. Need a ride from the dentist? Better call Ralph. And he won't even film you after the laughing gas and put you online and get millions of views. He's Reliable Ralph, for Pete's sake. Reliable Ralph is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Join Hot Shots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hot Shots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotShotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hot Shots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
As Tom Petty died today at 66. I don't like that. People start dying around my age. I don't like it. Tom Petty, cardiac arrest. I understand. Tim will have more. Tim Woodburn will have more again. News top of the hour. I got talking and I have so many stories to tell you and so much catching up that it's I don't know what to tell you first or what to share with you first. But I also want to take as many calls as I can. I'm going to go back to the phones in a minute. I forgot to do one bit of business, and that's Amini's. I want to make up for that right now. Like all the other advertisers but one. And I'll tell you which one didn't come over. There are no secrets here. Like all the others, Amini's came on board. A couple of weeks ago, we had a dinner. And I treated all the advertisers to a dinner. And it was unbelievable. Dan was there. It was like some sort of class reunion.
Oh, yeah.
It was so tremendous.
Yeah.
All of these great people who are the people I speak for got to finally meet each other. Some knew one or two. Some didn't know any. It's like they'd known each other forever because we all have the same thing in common. We're AM and the PM. And one of the ones there was Arash Amini. There are four Amini's locations in the United States. The one I want you to know about is in Chesterfield Valley. They're having a giant rug sale right now, and there's too much information for me to try to give it to you, so I would say go to their website, aminis.com, aminis.com. It's in the Valley, Copper Dome, big store with stuff in it you won't see anywhere else. I would be willing to bet you will never in your life go into another store like Amini's unless it's another Amini's, because other stores don't put together in one place the same things that Amini puts together. And I'm sure there were people that told him, what? You're going to have fine furniture along with pinball machines? Why, you're crazy. That'll never work. And I guess he's sort of like me. He knew that it would. Every time I've done what I've done right here, I've been told it was a mistake and it was crazy. I have never yet, never, never made a bad career move. And I think that what they've done at Amini's caused all those people to say, well, you can't do this. You can't have a store where you sell a jukebox and a chandelier. That's crazy. No, it's not crazy at all. It's a great store. And one of the great things about it is it's a family store, meaning anybody in the family can go there, you can shop, and the rest of the family doesn't want to leave because they'll find something there to do. Let's say you have little kids. Put them on a pinball machine or an arcade game. They're on free play. They won't want to leave. It's a terrific place. Thank you for staying with us, Mr. Amini. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com. We're going back to the phones. Now, let's review how to remember the phone number here at 590 The Fan. I'm going to repeat this story too. You all know it because by Saturday morning, Scott Sherman is going to solo and host the yard sale Saturday morning at 7 to 9 o'clock, hanging out all by himself. I want those phones to ring. So by then, jot this number down if you want to sell something or you're looking for something, or if you want to call me right now. Here's how we remember it again. And Scott gets half the credit for this, because Saturday morning we're sitting there, and I said, 282. He said, oh, you're like two cannibals ate two people. Hebe, are you laughing? I thought so. And I said, hey, that's great. Let's say they ate two people at 855, and then they talked about it. And that's the number, 855-282-TALK. You dial it now, you'll have a good chance of talking to me, like Ron is about to do. Ron, how are you? Let's try that again. Ron, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to say congratulations on your new home.
Thank you.
And I'm an old-time listener. I go back to those creaky days when you used to come out of the basement.
That's about as far back as you can go, because that would be mid-'80s.
And if I had to, I might find my old Lone Ranger t-shirt hiding someplace.
Wow.
And I just want to say hi to my first date, which I had in 1955. I rode on a covered wagon with her in New Baden, Illinois.
Well, they didn't even have cars in New Baden in 1955. Covered wagon. They were behind
your first date?
My first date was with Frank's wife.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hold on a second here. Hold on just a second. I think he's telling the truth, because my wife lived in New Baden when she was younger. Whoa. And you dated my wife?
Well, she was 5 years old at the time.
No. That's too sick. You didn't date a 5-year old. I don't know how old she was when we lived in New Baden. She wasn't in high school, I don't think.
Yeah, well, she was on the sesquicentennial that my Uncle Ann had, his covered wagon.
Wow. Let me ask you a question. Why didn't you stay in touch with her and stay around her and marry her so I wouldn't have? Why couldn't you have done that?
Frank, I thank you for taking over all that responsibility.
Thank you, Ron.
All right.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Patrick is next. Hello, Patrick. How are you? No, that's Pat. The other one is Patrick. The wrong light lit up. This is Perry. It's Patrick. How are you, Patrick? And you just dumped Pat and lost him. Patrick, what's going on?
Hey, not too much. I am AM into PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Pat, I apologize. I don't run the phone buttons. Dan does that, and he dumped you and lost you. Somebody did. So you can call him back. What's up, Patrick?
Not too much. I'm AM into PM again, still. Always.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to let you know it's loud and clear in St. Clair, Missouri.
All right. An app or a signal, regular radio signal?
Regular radio.
There you go. All right, Patrick, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Now, one issue I want to address. I'm not an Android person. I have an iPhone, and I am going to get the X when it comes out. I'm holding out. My battery is very gradually telling me I'm not going to last much longer. I just keep plugging in because I'm waiting for the X. You Android users, if you want to download the app, and I've heard this from several people that they have trouble downloading the app. The app is 590 The Fan. I hope I get this right. If I remember, during your yard sale with Scott Sherman, somebody called and said, tell the Android people to go to, and I think it's called the Play Store. Anybody in here an Android
person? It is the Google Play Store.
Yeah. Okay, so that's correct.
That is correct.
And they said if you go there and download the app, boom, piece of cake.
Piece of cake. I've already gone and done it.
So that is true.
It is absolutely
there
true.
There you go, Android people. There's the answer. And, again, many of you, most of you, won't need the app unless you're way, way out there. Now the calls are back up. Now, I don't know the order that they called in.
Well,
I have to get used
Pat
to this.
Pat is the one that I hung up on. It was me, and
it
I apologize.
You.
And if you look at the little green, like in the corner of the box, the top right-hand corner, there's a timer. So Pat's been on for 30, 40 seconds.
Perfect.
Gary's been on for 50.
Okay, this is a whole new system and screen, so now I know who's been holding the longest, and it's Pat, and he called back. Pat, how are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Pat. Hallelujah. What's up?
Hey, how are you? And I'd like to ask is, did Dr. Tom Nottingham come along? Is he going to be available for consultations?
I've talked to Dr. Nottingham. Yes, he will occasionally be available, thank goodness, for segments.
Oh, that's great. Because yeah. I am a prostate cancer survivor also.
Good for you. Good for you.
Now, I had mine.
Dr. Nottingham will join us, and thank you for staying with us. We appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, Pat. Now, listen, if you folks have any questions, too, because it's a lot easier for me to talk than it is to email. And sometimes I get emails from people, and they ask questions that require a lengthy explanation, and I'll do a brief return. When I, on the Thursday that I said we're going off the air, and we're off the 14th, on that Thursday, within 48 hours, the emails that I got in that first 44 hours took me 11 hours to read. And then they just kept coming. I didn't get caught up on emails where the emails I was looking at had all come in the last 24 hours until last weekend. That's how long it took me to get caught up. There's no way that I could thank you enough. Some of you asked me questions that I can't answer yet, just because of the way this all went down. This was not a friendly parting. They did not wish me well. I know that in Dan Caesar's column, he did a story where he interviewed me and he interviewed Randy Markell, who owns the station, and then they went and got a statement from the guy who runs the other station, and his statement was that we wish Frank well, and we were surprised. We have no idea why he left. That is not true. He knows exactly why I left. He was the one across from me when I hit him with everything that I knew and why I was leaving. So, yeah, he knows exactly why I'm gone. So if you have any questions, if I can answer them, I will, and if not, that's fine, too. We have a whole lot to cover this week. And this, again, the sound of the room will change dramatically in a couple of weeks when they get the acoustic walls put in here. All right, if I follow your instructions correctly, that means that holding the longest, but only by 10 seconds, is Gary. Gary, how are you?
I'm pretty good. This signal might be kind of delayed. I've been in this space capsule here for 3 months, and I'm coming from talking to you from Uranus.
Yeah, we're very familiar with that. Dan's band has played Uranus a couple of times.
Yeah. We like it.
So how's it back on Earth there?
It's great, and I see you're calling from Kirkwood. You're practically our neighbor. We're in Kirkwood. This new, completely brand new, spectacular facility is in Kirkwood.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about it.
He's pretty excited about that. Thanks for checking in, Gary. We appreciate it.
See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
I think Gary wanted to go. I think he wanted to go longer with the Uranus thing.
Well, there's only so long you can go with Uranus. Once you say the word Uranus, the joke is kind of done.
Yeah.
You know, just to say the name. And by the way, here's another thing that really gripes me. I found out that in school now, these teachers are telling kids that it's Uranus.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's Uranus.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not Uranus.
No.
If my kid came home, if I had little kids, he goes, I teach you tell this, the seventh planet is Uranus. I'd say, well, I need to go to school and have a chat with a teacher. Mm-hmm. It's Uranus.
Yeah.
We've lost our minds. It's like we're not supposed to do anything. And has anybody ever stepped forward and said they were upset by the name Uranus? No. The answer is no. All right. Holding next longest at over 4 minutes would be John. How are you, John?
I'm great, guys. I'm in the PM.
Thank you, John. Anybody who wonders...
I'm going to tell you this signal sucks where I'm at.
Well, yeah, I know it does, but the app works. And for anybody who wants to know if the app works, John is calling from...
I'm down in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. And John listens every day to the show for how long? What, 4 years?
Oh, no, more than probably 10.
Okay, 10, that's what I meant. 10 years from Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
Thank you.
I remember the very first time I talked to you, I think I forgot what the subject was, but it was something about golf.
Okay, that's back
then. And I guess you had asked, or somebody had asked a question about who in your lifetime, if you could play with one person, who would it be?
Did I name somebody?
I don't remember. I know I said Bob Hope.
Yeah.
And you anyway. So,
well, I think he said anyway. I believe he said anyway. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay, John. Thank you. You've been so good about checking in. I get your emails. I know you're out there, and I know you've been with us a long time in Dallas, Texas. Thank you.
Lay off on the Brit. He's trying his hardest.
No, he's not.
Thank you.
No, he's screwing everything.
Well,
he's screwing everything up. Well, you said anyway.
He had a nice Hank Hill. You missed the Hank Hill.
Yeah, right. Thank you. No credit where it's due, I tell
My
you.
My God, are you still talking?
That was me. That was me.
God, are you still talking?
See, that was the real
one. All right.
I'm pretty good with Hank Hill, but he's trying hard. But he has to train himself, John, that anybody that says anyway. Right there, like that, mm-hmm. As soon as they say it, he has to jump on it. He'll get there. He'll get there. Thank
you. Can you imagine what he goes through when he's trying to go to bed at night?
No.
All the missed opportunities he had, and you yell at him.
If he's smart, he'll be going to bed with this machine that's in front of him. He'll take that thing to bed with him and play with it till he falls asleep. But he'll get it. He will. I have a good feeling about Limey. He's going to make it.
Thank you, John.
Have fun over there.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you. Hank Hill.
Now, Bobby, I told your mother you had to stop playing with yourself or you'd go blind.
That's almost
was good. That Hank Hill?
No, it was Hank Hill with a cold.
Oh.
Hank Hill with a with a sore throat. What time? Yeah, we got plenty of time. I love to take calls. And I might add, one of the great things about being here, we're going to take more calls by far than we ever took before. Because we had too many commercials at the other place. The most common complaint that I would get in emails was, you play too many commercials. I had nothing to do with that. Nothing. But I do now. Because when I met Randy Markell and we talked, I said, we have to agree to limit the commercials to 12. And he said, fine. I'm fine with that, Frank. So that's what we're going to do. And as you can already tell, we have lots of time to talk.
Frank, while this is a learning experience and all that, mm-hmm. if we do have to take a commercial break anytime soon, like, mm-hmm. what's the best way for me to tell you that we need to take a break? Like, say, after
how
Mike.
How about if you just say we need to take a break?
All right, how about we talk to Mike and then we take a break?
That's a great idea.
That is a fantastic
Let's do it
idea.
Now. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I'm AM in the PM,
Thank
by
you very
way.
Much. He's AM in the PM.
Oh, no,
I know.
I'm sorry. All my computers just went black. Like, this isn't
and
good.
I was just going to say that Trevor was doing really good.
Well,
and I call.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks, Mike. Sorry I jinxed you.
It's sad. And
yeah, no worries.
If the computers go black, you still have that sound you can hit, right? That has nothing to do with the computer.
Yeah, I do. This is all my fault.
Mike, feel free to call and notice anything wrong, okay?
Not a problem, and I hope that hallelujah button doesn't wear out.
No, it'll wear out. We'll just get a new one. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, by the way, that's the greatest story of all, is what the other station tried to do, and you guys know what I'm talking about. Folks, you will not... After we break in the Playhouse, or before, I will tell you a story of something they tried to do that you just... You won't believe it. You'll see that when you... You'll realize that when they did it, we knew we'd made the right decision to get out of there. I'm going to do a bit of business. We're going to take a little commercial break. That's the business. Oh, after we come back, we'll call John Landau. If you want to do that.
Love that idea.
All right, tell you what, let me do this. Let me say thank you to Mark Reardon and Jason Becker for coming with us. They're financial advisors. They've been part of this show for easily 15 years. There was Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and the NYSE. And here's the deal. If you have $25,000 or more, and we've had many listeners go to them who had $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, and many that had $25,000. If you would like some financial advice, because that's what they do, they're financial advisors, that first meeting is not going to cost you anything. It's complimentary. You will call them and set up a meeting, and then you just see what you think. You may already have a financial advisor. And let me tell you this, too. If you are changing jobs like we just did, or you're retiring, which I actually might have done had the owner of this station not come along as quickly as he did, because I thought about that. But then this was too attractive to not do, and it's too easy to not do. But let's say you retire or you change jobs. and you have a 401k, and many of you do, or some other sort of retirement plan, it is so important that you know the rules. Our government likes to take money in the form of taxes every chance they get. And this death tax thing, which our current president would like to do away with, that'd be fine with me, because to me, that's theft. That is money you have already paid taxes on. That's property you've already paid for. And when you die, they want to penalize your kids or whoever the heir is. It's just flat out wrong to me. And most people pay too much in taxes because they don't know about the opportunities that are out there, the investments that are out there. So they'll talk to you about that, and they'll talk to you about all kinds of other things. If you have $25,000 or more, here's the website, markandjason.com.
When Murphy was born, the doctor dropped him.
Sorry about that, man. They're just so slippery.
On his first birthday, the single candle on his cake burned down the family home.
Grab the cat!
When he was 12, he hit his first home run, which hit his father in the head and left him thinking he was a chicken.
Dad?
Throughout Murphy's life, anything that could go wrong did. But now, even Murphy can win.
I can?
With MyBookie.ag, anyone can bet on sports and win.
But I never win anything.
All you have to do is sign up to get 50% bonus cash. Bet with confidence. MyBookie.ag has fast payouts and the best customer service in the business.
I just bet on the Browns to win the big game. That's Brady's team, right?
Okay, maybe Murphy will never win. But you can on MyBookie.ag. Log on today and use the promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? How about saving hundreds of dollars a month on that mortgage payment? Or maybe dropping from that 30-year to a 15-year, keeping your payment the same. Here's one more. Now's the perfect time to do a cash out refinance. Get the money you need to pay off those credit cards once and for all. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game start each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games all the time.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. And at the Home Loan Expert office, we got you covered. Apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? We listen to our clients and we take care of them. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you a lower rate, better loan with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Football season is here, and it's time to cash in on the nonstop sports action with MyBookie.ag. They have in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event. Plus, MyBookie.ag will match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%. Have some fun, win some money, and don't worry about waiting to get paid. Come join MyBookie. Use promo code RADIO to activate your bonus of up to 100%. Call 844-900-BETS or visit MyBookie.ag to open an account. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Do you want to know how the Home Loan Expert has become number one in customer service for the entire mortgage industry? Easy. We listen to our clients and we take care of them. Years ago, when I was knocking on doors asking to do people's loans, I learned a very valuable lesson. All the big banks and mortgage companies, they didn't care about the clients. They just cared about closing loans. Well, that's where we're different. At the Home Loan Expert office, we give you lower rates on better loans with customer service that no one can match. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Tom Petty, I wish I knew more about Tom Petty. I liked a lot of his music. Was he part of, Danny, you got to help me out here, was he the Traveling Wilburys or the Mavericks?
He was in the Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys with Roy Orbison?
Yeah.
And George Harrison, right?
Yeah.
See, I know some stuff.
Bob Dylan, I think.
Maybe. Wow, no way.
No, Dan, no, because he has the band. It is my great privilege to bring onto the air a guy who I think would walk through fire and whatever else to stay with us and be part of the show, and I'm thrilled to death that that's the case. We'll say hello to the greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States of America, John Londoff.
Yeah, listen to that crowd.
John, welcome to, I would say welcome to 590 The Fan, but you actually have had a presence here anyway because they have a great sports morning show. I think you've been part of that.
No, but I do listen. We've been part of the Cam Jansen line change. It's a hockey program. Now they've changed the name recently. But Cam Jansen, one of the great St. Louis hockey players to make it in the pros for several years, just an all-around great guy. But hey, it's great to be on the air with you. I have missed you. I cannot describe on the air how much I've missed you.
Here's how I'd like for you to describe it. Tell us there's been a slight slump in sales.
Well, are you happy about that?
Yeah, because... Yes,
we have. There's been a... I am telling you, there's been a noticeable change in the past 2 weeks.
Well, here's what I'm asking the listeners
to do. I'm just pouring out my heart and soul telling you that I've missed you. What about you, buddy?
I've missed me, too, so we have a lot in common.
Well, I'm talking about missing me.
Oh, yeah, that, too. Now, listen, I'm going to ask the listeners to do something here. We've been gone off the air for 2 weeks. I would like for the next 4 weeks to bring in 6 weeks' worth of business to you. I think that's fair to ask it, to make up for the 2 weeks.
I agree.
So that's what we're going to ask. Now, I hope one day before the show you can come out here and we'll take you to lunch next door. This is a brand new facility. There's still work to be done. The room is a little hollow. They're gonna fix that. But right next door is the Kirkwood Brew House. Now, I'm gonna have Dan confirm what I'm about to say. This place has great food, and I will treat you to something they serve called candied bacon. Dan, have you ever had anything better than candied bacon?
No. And John,
Trevor, have you ever had anything better than
candied bacon? I have never had anything better.
My Frank?
Yeah.
You want to ask me if I've been there?
Have you been there?
Yes. I think 2 or 3 times, yes. The Longhorn Boys have been there, guests of Tim McKernan's, and the place is fabulous. It really, really is. And I look forward to coming by. I really look forward to, maybe hanging out with you guys in the new beautiful studio. I've heard it's unbelievable.
You can come in here anytime you want. It's kind of interesting. There's no receptionist here. Because the truth is, we didn't really need a receptionist at the other place. Would you guys agree? The receptionist just sat out there. They read books. and watched porn or whatever they watched on the street. So few people come to the front desk at a radio station. You don't need a reception.
Watching porn, right?
Well, you don't know. They could have been.
Hey, let's talk about some of the AM and the PM customers who have been in here. And again, I cannot tell you how many people have asked me, where is Frank going? Where is Frank? Is Frank going to still be on the air?
Mm-hmm.
It was exhausting. They're not asking how I'm doing. Nobody gives a darn about Johnny. It's always about Frank.
Well, that question is answered, and that will end now. Who do we say hi to?
First of all, I'm going to say hi to Kevin Shaughnessy. Kevin Shaughnessy here, been with Johnny Lundoff Chevrolet 21 some odd years, forever. And we just had Jerry Rosales, right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
And there is a group of men from the IBEW. Okay, so first we want to talk about Local One, okay, electrician experts. These guys are the very best. Frank Jacobs, the business agent, the head of Local One, the president.
I believe IBEW stands for the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Yes, sir, it does.
Thank you.
And they are big, big, big AM and the PM listeners. So Jerry Rosales, Jerry's listening right now. He said getting to talk to you today in our conference room was one of the highlights of his life in a long, long, long time. I said, Jerry, what about meeting me? He said, no, like I said, getting to talk to Frank was one of the highlights of like my past few years. And,
no, it's a sad life.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, what about Jim Dukakis?
Hello, Frank. You sound so crisp and clear and clean. It's like a new pair of shoes there. It sounds really good.
Thank you, Jim.
But Jim Dukakis, these are local one electricians that have retired, and they're asking about you and what's going on. He's bought 5 cars from us. He's bought an Impala, a Corvette, an Equinox, a Malibu, a Tahoe, and a
Lexus. That deserves a round of applause. That's a lot of cars.
Jim Dukakis, great, great, great guy. Go ahead.
And not only him, we got some other retired guys. Bill Kruger, he bought a Premier Impala 2015. Another guy, Bill Donius, bought a new Silverado. And Matt Lampe, a Traverse. Dennis Morgenthaler also bought a Silverado. These guys all bought already. Now
they're buying again. They're coming back the second and third time.
That's
right.
And they're referring some guys that are still working. So that guys like Russ Losing and Dennis Sudekamp. They're all AM and PM guys.
They're just funny. They're all great. But they are very, very loyal to you. They've been calling Kevin and myself going, where's Frank going? What's going on? You know? Nobody gives a doggone about poor giant POJ, poor old Johnny, but that's all right. It's going to change. You're all going to be coming in now, and I'm telling you what, it's great to hear you happy. I'm just telling people, I'm like, I've never heard you so happy in the past few weeks. Our dinner that we had, I heard you mention that. I've been online listening.
We're going to do that every year. That was. I had so much fun there. We're going to do that every year. I'm going to take every advertiser to dinner once a year. Yeah,
I look forward to it. It was a great time, and of course,
well, John, I need to tell people something too. The tab for that dinner, and I knew I was taking like 15 people to dinner, and I had a rough estimate of what I thought it would cost. Then I forgot about the fact that you love wine so much. I got the check. It's like $8,700 for a room. But you know what? It was worth.
It was not. It was not at all. It was not at all. I ordered a cake bread Cabernet, and it was about $100 a bottle. That was a great price. It was a great time. First of all, getting that much time with all of your great sponsors. Many of them I already know, but nothing like breaking bread. And of course, you were doing stand up. You were hilarious. Tom Sainert and I were all at the end table. I mean, we were like couldn't eat. We were gonna choke on our food. We were laughing so hard because. You are my friend, one of the funniest human beings I've ever met in my life. I'm glad to hear you're happy. I'm glad you're on the station, and I think is that I know they're going to take such great care of you and really realize the talent that you possess. And I know you're a little sometimes you're a little modest about it, not all the time, but sometimes you're a little modest about your great talent. But again, I look forward to getting to meet. Again, we have repeat AM and the PM customers coming over and over and over again. I just sent you an email from. Hal Miller, and Hal's glad that you're on a different station. And they've been running a radio spot on that station that we've been trying to get them to change. It's one of our TV spots that they're running on the radio over there, and it sounds like crap. It just sounds terrible.
But now nobody's going to hear it, so we might as well just pull it off because the audience is now gone.
We're gonna get some spots on the fan by 590.
Yes, oh. Thank you. That's what I would do.
Today is Monday. Today is Monday, October the 2nd.
Yep.
Whenever a month ends on a Saturday or a Sunday, the Monday rolls into all the great incentives that we've had the entire month of September. So still 20% of MSRP off of Malibu LTs, Cruise LTs, Silverado Crew Cab LTs. That's 20%. That's $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 in discounts, plus the Lawn Dop Love discounts. Cam Jansen just sent me a text. He loves cake bread. Well, Cam will have to go to dinner with us next time. I'm having text messages right now from people. Taylor Ranson says that I sound sexy on the radio. That's coming from a guy, and I love this guy.
You know, I would not have said that because Taylor is also a woman's name, like Taylor Swift. You should have just left it at Taylor says I sound sexy and not said it was a guy.
Well, no, you know, because I guarantee Mrs. Londoff is listening. Hi, Mimi. And we're just excited to, again, buddy, have you on a new cycle of life, man. Just being excited because all of your listeners are going to be here.
I don't want to get too mushy with this, but when every advertiser but one, and I'll tell that story once we're finished here, when every advertiser but one stays with you, when you can tell that probably all of, or at least 95% easily of everybody who is listening is now here, it is a great feeling. And what makes it even greater is to know that we now, all of us here, are working for someone who is not a liar, who is not a thief, who is not a hypocrite. It feels great. So thank you.
Yep, I'm excited. So, hey, we're open late tonight. Come and see us. Give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Kevin, any closing words?
Good luck, Frank. It's good to hear you and everybody there. So, we're glad you're back on.
Thank you for the loyalty. Yep. We appreciate it. John, we're going to be talking a lot here. Thank you.
Can't wait. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. John Londoff. Beyond loyal. See, loyalty is it's a terrific thing, and most people don't sadly get to experience it. It's like honesty or integrity. And one of the greatest days that I've had recently in my life happened very recently, and I just talked about it earlier. When you're standing face-to-face with somebody and you caught them in a lie, and you hit them with it and with proof of it, it's the greatest feeling in the world to watch them wilt, to watch the expression on the face of the liar. And a liar is not just a liar one time, because when you confront a liar and say, did you lie when you said this? And they'll go, no, that's another lie. That's two lies. I believe that we are now employed by a guy who... unless I'm misreading him, and he'll be in here tomorrow, I'll let you meet him in the 4 o'clock hour, is the opposite of what we came from. Now, let me address quickly the advertiser who did not come with us. And interestingly, it was the longest running advertiser we had. That title belongs to Thompson Price. It was American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage did not follow us here after 25 years. And I knew they wouldn't the minute I heard they had acquired a new advertising agency out of town. There are usually two things that are the kiss of death for me with an advertiser. One is they say, oh, we just hired a new advertising agency out of Portland. We're history. Because that agency knows nothing about what I do or how I do it. They look at the rates and they go, too expensive. We don't want it. You got to look past that. Why does it cost what it costs? The other kiss of death usually is when Junior takes over Daddy's business. or female junior takes over daddy's business. That's happened four or five times. When daddy retires, the son or daughter has a lot of millennial friends, and they know everything. Social media, that's the only way to advertise. Well, I got news for you. It's not the only way. It's important. Yes, you need a Facebook page. Yes, you need a website. Yeah, when people Google, I need to find the closest whatever, you need to come up. But it's not the only way. Because most of the people who have the money to spend still listen to the news on the radio and TV, still listen to radio, still watch TV. There are people who are listening right now. So to advertisers, I would say to you, you probably are about as smart as most ad agencies when it comes to how to spend your money, because you try things, they don't work, you quit. But some things you have to give time to work. And this would be one of those things. So if you are interested in getting in here now on the ground floor of what we're doing at this station, and this would be the time to do it, you email me. But you need to be a big advertiser with a pretty fat budget. If you spend $6,000 a year, I can't help you. But if you're willing to give this show 6 months, don't ask really for more of a commitment than that, wait and watch what happens. It's tremendous when you see what can happen to your business. I have had a couple of advertisers who we had to let go because they talked a good game, but they weren't able to back it up. They really didn't have the money. And in one case, they weren't able to keep up with the customers who were calling. And we had to cut them loose because I was getting complaint after complaint after complaint. They weren't calling back. They weren't getting the job done. They couldn't handle the business. That's a great thing and a bad thing. The great thing is it means the advertising was working. The bad thing is they weren't staffed with enough people to handle it. Once again, you Android users, go to Trevor. It is the Play Store.
The Google Play Store.
And that's the easiest way to download it. I would like to talk to a couple of people if I could. I will start. I hate this screen. I'm going to have to get a new screen that's a little bit bigger. I'm going to start with John. John, how are you? John?
Hi, how you doing, Frank?
Fantastic. Thanks for calling.
Welcome back. I'm AM and the PM.
Appreciate it.
And I've been listening to your show for years, but this is the first time I've called, and it's because I'm an advertiser.
Well, fire away. Who is it?
So when I get home, I'm going to have two new furnaces, two new air conditioners, and a water heater from Matheny.
Yeah, give it to Tim Woodburn for water. Thank you for that. You will be beyond happy with Matheny.
And my wife was at home when they did the work, and she's hard to please, and so far she's pleased. And I haven't told her I found Matheny yet. I'm going to find the right time when she's, you know, after we've had the system for, you know, a month or two. And I'm going to say, I heard about it on Frank Opinion.
Does your wife hate me?
No, but I'll come home and I'll try to tell the joke sometimes that mm-hmm. you told. And, of course, I don't do as good a job as you do. But sometimes I get a laugh, and then sometimes she'll say, how can he tell that on the air?
Well, we don't tell any jokes or dirty words on the air. Maybe what we need to do, maybe it's the way you tell it. Maybe what I need to do is come to your home sometime when you're not there, and spend some time with your wife and tell her a joke. And that might change everything. Think about it. You don't have to answer now.
I do live in Wildwood, so it'd be convenient for you.
Oh, it's very convenient for me. Yeah, right down the street. Listen, I can't thank you enough for sticking with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right, thank
Keep
you,
up
John.
Good work.
Why are you giving me that look?
How much is a Frank Opinion house call? I mean, that's a new fee.
Well,
a new facet of
your, have to see a picture
the
of the
services
woman.
You offer. I didn't realize you made house calls.
Depending on how she looks, it could be free. It's just, I know it's
What's
sexist.
The high end limit? $600 an hour. I mean, you know, and then the lowest may be free.
$600 a minute. That's about what it is to advertise here. We'll keep it at that.
Nice. It says
on the screen, this person is the Sultan of Swagger. Sultan, how are you?
Hey, Frank, yeah. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Sultan. What does that mean, Sultan of Swagger? Why do you call yourself that?
Well, because I dance, and I dance with my wife, and swagger means, you know, I really got it going on, you know what I mean?
Nothing like self-confidence. Good for you, man.
Right. Hey, now you're trying to steal some of my swagger by the those lighted shoes you had on Facebook. What's up with that?
You know, I had to take that off. I had to remove that from the page. Do you know why? Because I got a message from somebody at Facebook that said I was using music that I didn't have the right to use, so I pulled it. They give you a warning.
Oh, my
goodness. No, I'm not kidding. No, it was too...
Oh, you're kidding.
I got the, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
What's that Justin Timberlake song?
Yeah.
Oh, what's the name of that
thing?
But what is it? I can't remember the name of the song. And so that was the music, and I get this this warning. And basically it said, you don't have to remove the music, but we have alerted you to the fact that you're using music that I guess I'm not licensed to use. So I pulled it. At least I hope I pulled it. I'm still new to this whole how to add and take things off Facebook, but I took it off. Too bad, too, because you got to admit, it was some pretty good dancing, wasn't it?
Oh, hey, yeah. You were stealing my swagger, buddy.
I'll do it. You know what? I'll do another video on our Facebook page with my light-up shoes, and I won't use anybody's music. So I want people to see those shoes. I love those shoes. I'll do another
one. Hey, you look smooth.
I'll do
you
another one, Sultan. Hey. All right,
our band can make up a song for you.
Okay.
A dancing
there,
song.
There you go. I'll dance to this. Sultan, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, hey, Frank, I wanted to ask you one other thing if I could.
Sure, whatever, anything.
You worked at Gaynor Eaves in Belleville?
Gaynor and Eaves on West Main Street in Belleville. That's where I met my wife.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, she worked a block away down the street at a jewelry store.
Oh, okay. I was wanting to know, did you ever date one of the daughters?
Yes.
They were very attractive. You did?
I took my boss's, one of his daughters out one time, and they were very attractive. But dating your boss's daughter is not a good idea. And it's really awkward and uncomfortable, because when you go to the house to pick her up, who comes to the door? Your boss! And now the pressure's on. And if she comes back home and said that you tried anything or that you weren't a gentleman, you lose your job. You not only don't keep that girl, and you lose your job, too. It's not a good idea. But she was very nice. It didn't turn into anything. We only had one date because I was boring. I was the most boring date any girl ever had. I just was.
I can't imagine that.
Well, I was.
Hey, and I'm a Chevy man. The next time I go, I need a new truck. I'm going to Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Well, that's close enough. That's close enough. It's not Landoff. It's Landoff. But we get the idea. We know where you're going.
Yeah.
You're not the only one that's ever done that. He's been called Landoff before.
Well, yeah. I live in Redbud, so I still... Redbud, Illinois, so I got kind of...
I used to go to Redbud every weekend. I had a girlfriend in Redbud.
The home of Johnny Holstrom from the Well Hungarians.
Home of Johnny Holstrom from the Well Hungarians. And I would take that Route 3, go through Hecker. Oh, my goodness. I must have gone to Redbud 100 times. Because that girl was beautiful. She was beautiful.
It's always better in the Bud, I'm telling you.
In the Bud. Just make sure people know what he said. Bud, B-U-D. We got to run. Thank you, Sultan. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, I'm getting the sign from Limey that we have to take a break. So let's do that.
And we have Bill Cleveland, who's in the house.
Bill Cleveland is in the house. I hope he can go after 5, right after 5.
Can you go after 5?
Let's do that. He can do it. He'll do whatever we tell him to do.
He said sure.
Of course he can. Ballas Dental Care, at that dinner we had a couple of weeks ago where I had all the advertisers. The only guy who couldn't make it, and I was really sorry, was John Gillette of Window World. We'll make it up. We'll do another dinner. John will be there. And also there was my dentist of 44 years. 44. Yeah. Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe. Dr. Douglas T. Watanabe. Same dentist for 44 years. I'm not the only person, I guess, who's ever gone to the same dentist that long, but it's not common. Tim Woodburn, you have a dentist, and how long have you gone there?
I don't.
You don't. Why does he sound like he's 8 miles away? What is that about?
I don't know. I had 6 brothers and sisters, and they all had braces, and I never did. I was the only one that escaped that.
And I never had to wear them either. But yep. Do you have a dentist?
No, he died.
And oh my goodness! This is perfect. This is perfect. Dr. Watanabe or any of the fine dentists. There are 3 of them at Ballast Dental Care. Would you consider that?
Absolutely. I've actually been wanting to get my teeth whitened.
Look how agreeable. Mm-hmm.
Team player. Team player.
No, they're fine. They don't need to be white. They look good. You got nice teeth.
I drink a lot of coffee, smoke a lot of
let's keep them that
cigars,
way. Cigars. Ballast Dental yellow. Care. Well, see, this is all we ask. It's all we ask.
Should I tell them Frank Opinion sent me?
Absolutely. Tell them your AM.
What will I get for that?
You'll get the same charge that any of us get. Look, I'm Frank Opinion, and I still have to pay. But it's okay. I don't mind paying. I have never, ever dreaded a dental appointment. I know that sounds weird. That's hard to believe. I've never been afraid, never wanted to cancel unless it was something else. Not because I was not looking forward to it. I actually do look forward to going. And it's because of the people there. Dental equipment is dental equipment. Drills all sound like this. You know, and the swirling water and the cup and the spit. They all have that. They've got the best, latest, greatest. It's not about that. It's about the people. Like the doc and like the other two dentists and like Mary and like Tricia. And I'm not going to try to remember everybody because I won't. But if you'll do this for me, if you'll make an appointment to go one time, in 5 minutes, it'll feel like you've been a patient there for 20 years. They just have a way. Was that, who's that song? Billy Joel, She's Got a Way About. Was that Billy Joel?
Yes.
She's Got a Way. They've got a way.
He's about got a way with your teeth.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ballast Dental Care. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Everyone knows that right now you need to be refinancing. Mortgage rates are at our lowest levels, and home values are skyrocketing. We are saving people hundreds of dollars a month on their mortgage payment, getting rid of PMI, and getting people the cash they need to pay off the credit cards. Conventional loans, VA, FHA, HARP, Jumbo, USDA, we do it all. Refinancing or buying a home, apply online today. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Join Hotshots all season as they slam the Rams.
Stan Kroenke should be arrested.
Every time Stan loses, you win. Hotshots customers celebrate each Rams loss with $1.50 Bud Family bottles for 1 hour following the game at all Missouri locations. If you're looking for a new home team, check out HotshotsNet.com for a full list of NFL fan clubs at their 11 area locations. Make Hotshots your home to hate watch the Rams in 2017.
Frank, how are you today?
Hotshots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light. Famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Mortgage interest rates are at the lowest levels of the year, home values continue to skyrocket, and the summertime credit card debt has piled up. Stop making those greedy credit card companies rich and apply online today for your cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I hear nothing. Am I supposed to hear something?
Yeah, so it turns out we were hearing it in the studio, but it wasn't going out over the air because I had this button pressed.
What is this? This is
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Come Around Here No More.
Yeah, crank it up just a little bit. He died today. I've never bought a Tom Petty CD. I have a couple of Tom Petty songs, I think, on my iPod and my phone. It's built into my iPhone. Never saw him in concert. I did see a concert this past Friday night that I will tell you is probably the greatest concert I have ever been to. Now, if you don't like country music, you wouldn't want to go anyway, but it was Clint Black. I have never seen a performer as entertaining as Clint Black. Dan, he played the harmonica, don't take this the wrong way, better than you do.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. He's played when I was at Kix.
Yeah.
And you had already left, but we went to the CMAs, and Clint Black came in.
Oh, my goodness.
And sat across from us and played the harmonica. And it was
tremendous. He played multiple guitars, the banjo, the harmonica. When he sang, it sounded exactly like the recording. And as you know, sometimes that's not the case.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they lip sync. It may be as entertaining a show as I have ever seen. And I don't go to a lot of concerts. I'd go see Clint Black anytime, anywhere in a heartbeat. And while I was there, I noticed, what do I have here, about a minute?
A minute? Yeah. About that, yeah, 50 seconds, say that.
That's about a minute.
That's about a minute.
Okay. I have 50 seconds from right now, correct?
From right now. Okay. Now you go 49.
While I'm there, I see the signs. Get, and I'm going to mention the place. I don't like to because they don't pay me to talk about it. River City Casino. Do you know who's coming there? And when I saw it, I burst out laughing.
No.
Wayne Newton.
He's come. Wayne Newton?
This is how far he's fallen. That's not dissing River City. That's a beautiful place. Wow. River City Casino is a fan. And the showroom is tremendous. Great. Wayne, are you kidding? Let me tell you something, folks. Find out how much a ticket costs and take that money and go gamble it.
Yeah.
You'll have more fun and you'll be glad you did. That's one of the worst shows that I ever saw was Wayne Newton.
And he was always, he was a staple in
Vegas.
Now
you made me go over now. See, we're supposed to be out of here by now. I'm going to take a break. It's 5:00.